The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, April 28th, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that teaches you how to take control of your health, focusing on accurate, up-to-date, fact-checked health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World. And joining me is the PhD of Easter Ridge, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing quite well.
Well, good.
I actually did hyperbaric this morning at Oxygen Health Spa. He's going to be on with us a couple weeks.
Fantastic.
Got some red light therapy we want to talk about. I'm hugely invested in red light therapy.
Where are you doing red light therapy at?
I'm not this moment. I was doing it for about 2 years down at a suntan place on East Brenner
Road. I want to do red light therapy so bad.
Well, at GLOW, G-L-O. Is on East Brenner Road, and they also now have one in Hickson, and they have the big stand-up booth. I really like the stand-up because it takes 10 minutes, and it's so anti-cancer, so health rejuvenating, skin.
Do you feel different after it, or is it something you just know is working?
I feel very, very calm, and I feel very kind of like the circulation is doing really wonderful
things. I
want
to go do that so bad. Well, I thought, yeah, because I want to do red light therapy. Because for some reason, I thought there was a red light sauna, like an infrared sauna, but there's really not one around here.
Not really.
Not the real ones, yeah.
No, but this stand-up booth is, I'm sure they paid a lot of money. It's at GLOW, so feel free to
I'm going
to
go by there and check it out.
Just do, if you tell Rhonda, she might give you one freebie to try
it
out.
I just want to try it out. Keep going. You did hyperbaric, and now you're getting ready to do red light therapy again.
Red light therapy. Still doing my every other week ketamine with Scenic City Neurotherapy. Very thrilled with that. I talked to, and it's not for everybody, but it's for the right people. It's an amazing, miraculous therapy.
Do you know how I know the days you do ketamine? Yeah. You'll walk in and go, I'm not going to be able to carry the show. You're going to have to really fill in. I'm like, why? Because I'm still chasing dragons.
Well, I'm not chasing them.
You're sitting with them. You're petting them.
That's right.
Yeah, you're having a conversation with the dragon. You're like, why are you here, Mr. Dragon?
Listen, I'm having...
Dragon's like, I'm just visiting you.
We're having a cup of tea together.
Yeah. Dragon's not trying to eat you. It's just hanging out.
That's right. That's the way it should be.
Whatever. Shoot the dragons.
Someday you'll evolve from primal caveman
status. I won't. I'm old now, so I'm not... I'm not devolving at all. I am who I am.
Right now, today, we'll see what life brings. Yeah. Hey, we'll talk about two places that I really enjoy eating.
Okay.
One of which is Marlene, who owns the lab, Be Well Lab, below us, has Countryside Cafe up on Mahan Gap Road on way up there, kind of, you know.
Yes.
Past, what's it past? Going to Cleveland, except on the side road.
Yeah.
It only takes about 14 minutes to get there on Sunday. I go there every other Sunday. I love Countryside. It is good. Home cooking like you probably can't get anywhere else. They have this thing called a carrot souffle, zero sugar in it, and it does not sound like it would be delicious. Let me tell you, when I look on that menu and they don't have it, there's a little tear that rolls down my eye. But the best, and I don't eat this anymore because right now I'm contest training for June 1st.
Good for you.
And I'm killing myself with my buddies Will and Brian, and 6 days a week. Eating 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight and doing everything I can to be the best I can be. I'm really competing against myself, not against anyone else. But let me tell you something. The demon at Countryside is their okra. It is grandma's okra.
Yeah.
If you love
breaded, fried.
Yes, with the cornmeal.
Yes.
But it's done the right way.
Just light, yet a little crispy.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh.
No, no. There's people who just get three orders of okra when they go up there. So Countryside, I highly recommend.
What's your other one? Because I got two.
And
more.
The other, you've never heard of this one because it's really high class, and I know that that's probably not.
Yeah, no, I probably don't know how to spell whatever you're about to say, but keep going.
Well, yeah, it's one step above Waffle House for sure, but it is called Rosecomb. And Rosecomb, have you heard of Rosecomb?
Absolutely. No.
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 It's a fancy little place. It's down a little bit past El Primo downtown in that section. And someone told me about it. Well, actually, my daughter told me about it. And she's pretty dang picky, and her husband is too. And they don't eat out much. They cook a lot because they're so picky. It is in a house.
Right.
And it's very exotic kind of. With their type of tequilas and alcohols, and the menu is modestly small but impeccable with taste. I mean, they have a chef, there is no doubt, who has vast experience. You got to make reservations. It is the coolest little atmosphere. You can sit inside or out, and it is like sitting in a little old house from probably the 1890s or something. But Rosecomb, okay. I recommend it. Very special place. Certainly a lot more money than Countryside on Mahan Gap Road.
I got three. You ready to go? Here we go. Quick, Marsh's? Marsh's. You ever been to Marsh's on Brainerd Road?
They do not filter their water. It tastes like chlorine. And they've the last time I was there last month, I asked, do you have any vegetables? And she said, we made a commitment not to serve vegetables here.
Yeah. I go there all the time. I love Marsh's.
But
it's
let
one
me
of my
tell you, what I love
the
is their... There's hamburger steak.
God, their food
no, I mean
fantastic.
Not hamburger steak. The hamburger salad.
Doesn't matter what I get there. I've never had a bad meal at Marsh's.
Oh, it's delicious.
I love Marsh's.
It is delicious. And their chicken salad is the best in town.
Texas Roadhouse, I went the other day and had their salmon there.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Really?
Their salmon.
Have they moved?
Their green beans. They're in the process of moving.
Okay.
But, yeah, I went there last week or week before. Oh. And their green beans are homemade green beans. And then there's a really – I've got reservations for this coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get reservations, and it is – probably one of the more expensive restaurants you've ever been to. It's called La Cabrielle, and it's in Lookout Valley.
Heard of it.
I know. And the story, I got on the phone with this lady. She was telling me how she came about owning it. It's $150 a plate reservation for two people. It's going to be $200-$300 easy walking out the door. But it's a seven course meal prepared for you specifically while you're there by a friend, by a five star chef.
What kind of food is it? French?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. There's my three recommendations.
I like that. Well, you are stepping out, man. I never thought that would happen to Clint Powell.
Yep.
Woo. Country ham Clint Powell.
Absolutely. And then we'll wrap up the evening at Waffle House. Let's hopefully just not get arrested. Get a little drunk on that French wine and then start a fight at Waffle House.
Yeah, drink all that histamine.
I don't drink wine. I don't like wine. Good. My son likes wine.
Well, it's supposed to be cool, and it's not. It creates histamines and all kind of gut damage. Only tequila. And while we're talking about, you know, my TikTok hit 730,000 views on 2 weeks ago on my tequila advice of how to mix it where you don't gain weight.
Okay.
Which is, I'm not going to tell you what it is. You can come into Nutrition World and ask for the recipe card because we're giving those out. Been doing that now for years. Never had a hangover. Never felt bad. But here's the other thing. The quality of tequila. And I read this just yesterday.
Okay.
There's a certifying board that actually certifies that your brand of tequila does not have additives. It's called additive-free tequila. But they also had a tip. It said if you want to test your tequila at home, this is what you do. Pour it in your hand like you're washing your hands with water. If that tequila... evaporates after you wipe it off and there's no stickiness, it is most likely additive free. All the additives that go into tequila are sticky. So if it comes out sticky and you don't have clean hands, you're not getting a good tequila. The people who get sick on tequila, it's because of the stuff they add to it, not because of tequila, unless you're really foolish and you drink a whole bottle or something.
Okay.
I love Governor Lee as far as, I don't know politics in state Tennessee.
You're too busy doing your thing.
That's right. But he did pass the one on the chemtrail cloud seeding passed 3 days ago, final sign off that you cannot cloud seed in Tennessee. Now some people, and we talked about this a couple shows ago, was about chemtrails. It's really not chemtrails, it's cloud seeding.
That's right. That's the difference.
So you couldn't stop chemtrails in one state.
And there's a conspiracy around that anyway. Right. But the cloud seeding's a real deal.
It's a real deal.
It's happened. It's been researched. They've tried it. Yeah. They're going to try it. Yeah.
Well, what I'm so excited about is, one is, I never thought Podunk, Tennessee. I mean, when I say that, I don't mean to be ugly, but we're usually behind the gun. We're not in front of the parade. And here we are with someone. Something is pushing these more futuristic, holistic kind of practices in the government that I've never witnessed anywhere around this part of the country. But this cloud seeding, what it's going to do is, for me, I'm going to say that there will be a day where they will put things in the clouds that, one, we don't know, two, is could be medically related, like vaccines. This will eliminate it in Tennessee. Tennessee will have, everybody will move here who's afraid of that. And then secondly, Tennessee did just pass another amazing bill that you cannot sell foods in Tennessee that contain genetically mRNA compounds. That is the COVID compounds.
Oh,
that
wow.
is that, because you can put it in foods, and they're not going to allow that in Tennessee. We're the only state in the union. And then we got the only state in the union that can sell ivermectin over the counter at drugstores.
Yep. You're pretty excited, aren't you?
So excited that we live in a state that actually thinks about these things. And I love Tennessee anyway. It's just a wonderful place to be living.
Absolutely.
Look, you know, I'm here till the end of time, I'm sure, like you. I'm not going too many routes. I would like to become, I'd like to live a year in the mountains like Jeremiah Johnson and hunt for my food.
But oh, that's coming. That's the end of the world. Trust me. That's going to happen. Where
is
you
it?
Want. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Where eventually all the power grid's going to go down.
Yes.
You're going to end up having to 100%.
Well, I'm going to be prepared because I'm going to have all the equipment. Now, whether my body has the right equipment, but that's I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to live like Jeremiah for 12 months.
Good for you.
I want to do a shout out to two of my amazing staff members, Matt and Sonia. You know both of them.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Matt's the cute little bald-headed guy that all the older women flirt with.
Okay.
He is. I'm just telling you. It's amazing. That's, I mean, 80 years old come in, and they're just goo-goo over this little short. He's got a small waist, and he wears good clothes. So it's just funny to watch. We all laugh about it.
Especially okay.
And Sonia came from GNC.
Yep.
Amazingly, wonderfully heart-filled woman who just so helpful to people, and she lives a life, practices, and learns everything she can to help those who come in. That's one of our tenets, is that we want to empower people to be healthier. And I told my whole staff about a month ago, I said, the day, which was about 20 years ago, the day I quit worrying about what rang up at the register was the day we turned the corner to be a successful business. Because that was the day that I told everybody, it is time to say no to the people who don't need what they think they need.
Yep.
Be honest, empower them what you feel is ethical, and let the pieces fall where they may. And the pieces have fallen extremely well for Nutrition World.
That's fantastic. Good.
All right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we may be talking about cardiovascular health. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Are you into fitness? If so, we've got the event for you. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming June 1st. It's bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will be competing for the Mr. and Miss Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Crunch Fitness, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Chat Mortgage, and White Lightning Harley Davidson. For more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Optimize You. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2023? They'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune in to Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I want to welcome a brand new sponsor, Alchemy Med Spa and Wellness Center. They were founded on a simple concept, the transformation from within, because beauty is for everyone. The Alchemy team are certified experts, passionate about treating, caring for, and educating their clients to help achieve optimal results. Let the Alchemy team help you to look and feel your best. They're located in Chattanooga, on the North Shore, and in downtown Cleveland. For more information, visit AlchemyMedSpaChat.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my varicose vein filled partner, Clint Powell.
Wow.
I just exposed that you have varicose veins.
I don't, but I was going to answer something. Now, you're getting in front of our guest, kind of ruining stuff, but way to go. I don't have varicose veins, I don't think.
He always denies that he has anything wrong with him.
No, but you nailed it. Every time somebody comes in and they go, oh, we're going to talk about this, and you, our guest, I'll let you introduce her, but she said, I have a quiz I'm going to give, and I'm like, oh, you can give it to me. And I'm trying to get free
health care.
Free medical advice.
Free medical advice.
Hey, you should move to Canada.
No, I should. Wow. You're trying to get me out of here. Yeah, but this radio show would tank without me.
You are right. When you leave, it's shutting down.
Absolutely.
I'm just telling you. No, today we have from the Vascular Institute, Carrie Albritton. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you very much.
And we are going to talk about a topic that probably is certainly more of a problematic, and you tell me if I'm wrong or not, to women than there are men, but there are men that do have issues too, and it's called varicose veins.
Yeah.
And varicose veins are sometimes cosmetically not attractive, but they also can be very painful. And I know that even in some internal, I've talked to Dr. Lazar before about, you know, some of the, even in the pelvic area, an internal varicose vein can be very painful. But let's talk about some of the therapies that are now available.
Well, can I ask a quick question?
I guess so, Clint. Yeah, go right ahead.
What are they first?
Hey, that's a great question.
Yeah, I mean, because
let's start there.
I see them. I can, you know, but what are they and
sure.
why
You should be a podcast host, Clint. You ask so good questions. Maybe you could consider
very in depth
for a
very in depth
occupation.
Yeah.
Despite the fact he has more podcasts than any person in the next 17 states.
I have a lot of podcasts.
Okay, I'm sorry to let the guest talk about that.
So let's do a quick anatomy review.
Okay.
So we have many vessels in the body.
Okay.
There are vessels that take oxygenated blood to the body that feed, you know, your muscles and tissues oxygenated blood. Those are arteries.
Okay.
We fix arteries too, but you know, I'm here to talk about veins today. So the other types of vessels are veins that take deoxygenated blood back up to the heart and lungs to get reoxygenated. When those can essentially degrade and stop working, and that can lead to big bulging veins sometimes. Sometimes you don't see anything on the leg. But in general, you can have heaviness in your legs, aching, pain, swelling, itching, so on and so forth, and can cause a lot of different symptoms. So you're right. It is definitely more than just a cosmetic problem. This is a real medical problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But so are varicose veins, do you always see them?
Not always. That's sometimes you can have a varicosity that we can visually see with an ultrasound, but maybe you don't see to the naked eye. A lot of those bigger, bulgy ones, you're going to be able to see them and feel them for
sure. Now, that scan, do they require, is that an easy test to get done?
Super easy.
So there's no radioactive materials going in the body or anything?
It's just some ultrasound gel if you can handle that.
Now, would that test also tell in the pelvic area whether you had varicose veins?
We can also look in the pelvic area too. So yeah, there's a thing called pelvic congestion syndrome.
Yes.
You know, a lot of women do, you know, are affected by that. And we can look there too. And you can also have issues, you know, within the veins, you have deep veins and superficial veins. What I'm going to talk today is more about superficial vein treatment. You can also have issues in the deep veins as well. And we do deep vein intervention too at the Vascular Institute. We're all encompassing.
Do you recall what the symptoms of the pelvic congestion syndrome is for women?
So for women, it's going to be just kind of that pelvic pressure, things like that. Mostly, they might have issues around their menses, things like that. So a lot of times it can overlap with like PCOS or endometriosis.
Okay.
So we try to work closely with OBGYNs in the area to kind of target this population.
Cool. All right. Well, let's get back to the regular varicose vein. I don't think Clint has any pelvic congestion syndrome.
No, my pelvic is not congested now. We're good. We're all good. What are the treatment methods? You said there's three or four different treatment methods.
Yeah, for the superficial veins in particular, we have four treatment options. So first one is sclerotherapy. This is just a visual kind of cosmetic sclerotherapy that you can target for those pesky little spider veins that you might, you know, see the little blue purple ones look like webbing throughout your legs. This is typically for patients who do not have any symptoms in their legs. They don't have any swelling or any further venous skin changes, which we'll talk about. But, you know, that's just a great option for those patients who are primarily concerned about the cosmetic.
Right.
We have more of an amped up version of sclerotherapy called Varithena. This is going to target...
I got to be honest, that sounds like a goddess.
Varithena. Yeah, I always tell patients it's just a big fancy branded name. Don't let it freak you out.
I was going to say, though, it sounds like you're some of the goddess. But keep going, Varithena.
Varithena.
Yeah. She's angry.
It's a form of sclerotherapy. And it's the big guns, essentially. Mm-hmm. We can treat these bigger bulging veins. We can also treat, you know, other types of superficial veins with that. It's just a needle poke, takes about 2 minutes. So. Yeah.
All right.
Really great. Another option is going to be VenaSeal. You might hear all this is also called glue.
Oh.
So it's kind of like an adhesive within the vein. It's also widely used, super easy needle poke to do that.
So how does that work? How does glue help that?
So I should have probably, you know, said this. So keep in mind, when we talk about vein procedures and vein treatment, we need to get rid of these veins that are not working properly. We need to close them off.
Oh,
so gotcha. A sclerosant, aka sclerotherapy, is going to close the vein off. VenaSeal has a glue type substance. It's going to close the vein off.
And that doesn't affect anything long term.
No.
The body builds collateral blood flow, or what happens?
And you also already have collateral blood flow because these are treating superficial veins. You have your deep veins. Deep veins carry about 98% of the blood flow back up. We're not touching those.
Superficial doesn't carry much.
No.
Okay. Gotcha.
No.
Okay.
No.
And once you close it off, it kind of reduces and just kind of goes away.
Yeah.
You shrink. Okay.
Yeah. If you look, you know, we do follow up ultrasounds and it's gone.
Oh man.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one thing I love about the Vascular Institute is because you're so seemingly ahead of the game, and you also don't play games. And if something's working, you don't wait 14 years to try to really say, this works. Well, that was 12 years ago that we figured that out. Dr. Lasar is so on top of things that if it really does work and it feels safe, he's going to have it.
Yeah, definitely. Cutting edge may be the word to use.
Yes.
Definitely in this area, I've come from veins. You know, I'm somewhat new to the Vascular Institute here, but I used to work in Tampa and, you know, do veins down there, and we do a lot of intervention.
Can you
here.
Imagine, though, when you were younger, I do veins? You would have never thought that you were 14. What do you want to wake up and do? I'm going to grow up and do veins.
I know. Even when I was in school, everyone always asked me, did you know you were going to go into veins? No.
No, I do veins now, though. That's a great business card.
I just walk around the mall looking at everybody's legs.
Like you're a creep. Why is she staring at me? I can fix that, by the way. I got some
blue.
Yeah,
come see me. Here's my card.
I think I interrupt you. I think you gave us three.
That's the third.
Right.
So the fourth one is called radio frequency thermal ablation. And again, don't freak out.
Yeah.
It uses heat to close a vein. So these are going to be best for veins that are quite a bit larger in size and takes about 10 minutes. Again, super simple. All of these procedures are walk in, walk out. But the radio frequency, it's kind of the newest technology, but we've been doing it for years.
And you said there's pain associated with this, with the varicose veins? Having the varicose veins themselves can be painful.
Correct.
So once this procedure is done, mm-hmm. like if I could walk in and walk out, when I walk out, mm-hmm. will I still have some residual pain?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, this is a procedure and we are shutting a vein down, so you can have a little bit of an inflammatory response. So some tenderness, a little bit of maybe increased swelling, but give it a few weeks, it goes away.
That's what I was trying to set expectations for people. They walk out like, no pain.
There's no need for pain medicine or anything. Some people do choose to do like a little Tylenol or ibuprofen after, but it's really not needed.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you willing to take a test?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
At that point?
I'm ready.
Let's do the quiz. Now, hey, listen, all the folks driving at home, play along.
Yeah.
Play the game with us. And if you answer so many of these questions right, you win the prize of needing to go see the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. But go ahead. Let's see what we got.
So keep in mind, for scoring, if you get 0 to 1, you're probably normal. You probably don't need to come see us.
Okay.
But if you get 2 or more, if you say yes to 2 or more of these, I highly recommend you come get evaluated. Okay?
All right.
Here we go. Ooh. Number one. Do you experience pain or pressure in your lower legs?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, when you say lower legs, we're talking below knees.
Yes.
Going down. Yeah. Well, no.
Oh,
thighs,
down.
Thighs, knees, calves.
And we're talking about heavy.
Heaviness. Yeah. Some people describe
pain,
it. We'll get there.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. That's number four. You're jumping at.
We're telling each other to shut up. That's pretty good. Go ahead. Yeah.
Just take it at face value. You'll know if you have this or not.
Do you
have pain or pressure in your lower legs?
Is that the first question again?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I gotcha. Check.
Do you have noticeable varicose veins in your legs that protrude or swell?
No.
Okay. Do you experience itching or skin sensations in your legs that are not normal?
No.
Well, how about that jock itch you got?
Oh,
but it'll be that. Okay.
You're on rare form today, sir. This is not going in the radio vault. Continue on.
Do you experience a heaviness in your legs when you walk? Now, this is what I'm talking. This is what we mean. A lot of patients describe it as they feel like they have cinder blocks for legs. They're trying to pick up their legs when they walk.
The only reason I'm answering yes to that is because I have a bad hip. So I think mine comes from a hip. So I don't think it's due to this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, there's a lot of other pathology. Musculoskeletal things that can, you know, if you have back problems, hip problems, it radiates down to the legs.
Right.
So you do have to keep that in mind.
I do. Okay.
All right. Number 5, do you have any darkening of the skin at any point between the ankle level up to the mid calf? So that kind of bottom part below the knee, mm-hmm. is there any darkening or browning?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Now, blue. So a little bit of bluing is okay?
Blue could mean something different, but this I'm mostly talking, it's a true brown color. It's called venous hyperpigmentation. Once again, if you look down and you see brown, you'll know it if you have it.
Well, I see a lot of people that have that brown.
Almost like a dark yellowish.
People have vein disease and they don't know it.
Yeah.
And that can be on the calf.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I saw today at the gym.
On the outside of the ankle, on the shin.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
A guy in the locker room, he has a humongous, one of his calves are so brown. Now, he was massively obese. He's lost about 150 pounds now, but he still is flat.
You got to give that guy her card.
Yeah.
You got to give him.
You do. Yeah, I'll give you some card. But it typically does start around the ankle, and it will work its way up.
Okay.
Yep.
And that can be fixed.
So sometimes once that pigmentation is there, and also what you can have, this is a big term called lipodermatosclerosis. It's kind of this scaliness on the skin there, mm-hmm. where it's brown. Sometimes once that's present for so long, it's never going to go away.
But we
want to make sure that we prevent it from worsening. Now, I don't want to scare anybody, but the most severe form of vein disease is a venous ulcer or an open wound.
Mm-hmm.
You have an open wound at your ankle or above, mm-hmm. Likely from the veins. We can get it gone. We can fix it.
And to be honest with you, at a certain age, I'm okay with having a brown spot on my leg if I'm healthy.
Sure. And that's
I'll
how
take
most
the
people,
cosmetic. Yeah.
That's how most people. Yeah.
Are you at that
respond.
Age?
Oh, yeah. I've been at that age.
Okay.
I'm at that age. Well, I'll accept anything at this point. All right, what else?
Okay. I still want pretty legs.
Not me.
At 67.
I don't care.
We got 2 more here.
Okay.
Number 6, do you have a family member who has ever had vein problems or varicose veins?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't
so
cry now.
The reason
was,
for this question.
Emotional.
She was really sweet. Go ahead.
The reason for this question is I would personally, I would say it's 95%+ genetic.
Really?
One of the risk factors.
What, varicose veins?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, Ed's learning something.
Yeah.
All right. What else we got?
And then the last one, are these issues that you are experiencing, are they affecting your quality of life or your daily life?
No, not that. The only thing is my hip, but that's going to get fixed another way. So, no, I don't think I need to come see you. And I am a patient for some other reasons for vascular. So, if I did, I'd come see you.
Yeah, yeah.
But, no, I think I'm good. But there's people listening to this right now that answered yes to three or four of those. Mm-hmm. They need to come see
you. And you might get to a point where the pain or heaviness in your legs does become lifestyle limiting. And that's really, you know, we don't want to ever do any intervention if it's not necessary. We consider necessary intervention when this is affecting your daily life.
Right, yeah. Right, right.
I love that. And that's the other thing that about the Vascular Institute is they're so ethical.
Oh, yeah.
It isn't, when patients walk in, they don't, the people at the Institute do not see a dollar sign on the forehead. And it's so common in the medical field. And I know medical people are not going to say negative things about medical things, but I see it all the time in nutrition world because, mm-hmm. I mean, we have 400 people a day come in. Why are they coming in? One half of them coming in because they just know that they need to take better care of themselves. But the other half are struggling with health issues. And many times I hear every single medical story there is. And it's, you know, you got to be your own best advocate. That's all I can say.
Absolutely.
That is for absolute sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was so informative.
Yeah.
You did a great job of explaining all of that.
I do have a few tips.
Yes.
If you want me to review.
Please.
Just for the listeners to kind of how to keep your veins healthy.
Yeah.
So the first one is, you know, any type of sun exposure might not be good for little spider veins for forming, so us who are concerned about that. So just make sure you're wearing your sunscreen, protect your skin from the sun. Controlling your weight can kind of ease pressure in your legs. I know we talked about who you saw mm-hmm. at the gym. So that's kind of hard to do. I know for some people, walking, just walk. Getting mm-hmm. your calf mm-hmm. muscle pumping is the best thing for your veins. You can also just try to improve your leg strength with regular exercise. That's kind of where walking comes into play too, if that's all you can do. If you are going to be sitting for long periods of time, you want to make sure that you kind of take regular breaks to move to get that calf muscle pumping. I know a lot of people have desk jobs. If that's not an option for you, a great thing that I like to do is get a stool and put your feet on top of a stool. Mm-hmm. Because that's going to ease some of the pressure up from under the back of your thighs. That's cutting it off.
Ooh, mm-hmm. great tips.
And then two more. For us ladies out there, please try to use low-heeled shoes. Those high heels are not doing you any good for your veins.
Yeah, but they look so good.
I know. I like them too. Or low wedge or something. Because again, if you're in the heel, you're not able to pump your calf muscle.
Well, sometimes Clint wears high heels. Occasionally.
It's okay. I don't mind. Yeah, it's fine with me.
You have to throw them away.
I have a camo high heel boot is what I like to wear.
Perfect.
It's a fringe thing, but go ahead.
A fringe thing.
Yeah.
And then last one, just try to maintain a low salt diet. That can help in reduction of swelling. Now, a lot of times some other types of swelling might not all be vein related, but a lot of it is. Mm. So a low salt diet can help.
I love it. Well, tell people how they can contact the Vascular Institute if they're interested in pursuing this, or they just go online and look it up.
Yeah, go online. We have five different locations, I believe. So we have the Chattanooga location, Cleveland,
yes.
Jasper, Dayton, and North Georgia. And, you know, we look to be expanding too, because this is a prevalent problem that we need to
address. I think they can go to the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.com.
Sure.
Yeah. And I tend to forget you have four or five locations. So
I can't remember all the phone numbers for all five.
Yeah.
As always, efficiency is just go to Google and ask.
Absolutely.
And make the phone call. Well, you have been so, so informative.
Great.
And also, you act like a professional sitting here. I mean,
you did a good job.
Thank you.
And since you've 2 days in a row of radio.
Hey, yeah, put me on.
You're good to go.
All right, Carrie. Well, thank you so much for joining us about
Health
Radio. And it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have all those tips to empower you for better health. That plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Are you into fitness? If so, we've got the event for you. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming June 1st. It's bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will be competing for the Mr. and Miss Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Crunch Fitness, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Chat Mortgage, and White Lightning Harley Davidson. For more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. Broadcasting from the Optimize You studio, I'm Ed Jones, back with my varicose-filled Clint Powell. That was a really good informational segment.
Yeah, it was, and I want to go on record. I have no varicose veins. Ed is jealous of my legs. That's just how it goes. Anyway, back at you.
Yeah, I saw your legs a while ago, and
it was a little weird. Good. It's a little creepy, but go
especially
ahead.
With those red high heels on. That made them actually.
So many ways to end a radio program, and you're picking this one. This is how we get fired right here. Way to go, Ed.
Yeah, but it makes those calves stand out when you have those heels up in the air like that.
We're gonna keep doing it, aren't we? We're gonna keep having the same painful conversation.
I'm surprised Sean hadn't busted through the door right now, but Sean, he can't hear us.
No, trust me, you'll get a long-winded email on this one.
Hey, I want to talk about heartburn medications. I know I speak of that probably more often than I should, but it's so important because, again, marketing of products and foods can suck us in to a point where if you tell somebody a lie long enough, they'll believe it completely. Then they'll actually fight to defend that lie. And one of those is PPIs, which are the Prilosec type of proton pump inhibitors. They have devastated the health of this country. Everybody who's on them for years says, well, I just can't get off of them. Well, the reason you can't is because the person who wrote you the prescription did not have the depth of knowledge to understand the rippling effect of altering the body's mechanisms of action, which is producing of acid. There are ways to manage that without shutting off the factory. Well, heartburn, it is one of the most popular drugs used in the world, but they now are coming, and we did know this long ago, come with a long list of side effects that will affect the quality of life eventually. It's almost like that Ozempic that's out now. Oh, I've lost all this weight. I look so much better. I feel so much better. It, to me, is a ticking time bomb. It will come back to haunt us as much as burying nuclear waste underneath the dirt. I mean, that is how it's going to be, because research has identified a reduction in acid in your arterial system that is caused by protein pump inhibitors is a trigger for heart, kidney, and brain side effects. We're not talking just irritated esophagus. We're talking the heart, the kidney, and the brain. And there's so many natural options to help manage this that you're never told. Everything from figuring out which foods might be triggering to know that there's a diaphragm muscle that's like a gasket. And I had heartburn terrible for about 6 months. And I thought, I'm dying because it is terribly painful. And I was wondering, what did I do wrong? Why am I having this? I was only about 35 or 40. And I took everything in the store. Nothing would stop it except a proton pump inhibitor. So I took a couple of those. Oh, man, did I feel good. I don't have any more heartburn. But then I started thinking, let's see, I can't digest protein without acid. So my protein will be very compromised, which has everything to do with your brain, everything to do with your muscular function. And secondly, let's see, acid in the stomach is probably the most toxic to pathogens, food poisoning, all the germs that are found even in the water we drink to the foods we eat. Well, let's see, acid kills all those. But no, I'm going to take that away with this pill. But Lordy, do I feel good. But I, with my thinking, I knew within day three, this was not the answer for me. What was the answer? At that time in my life, the answer was when I worked out in the gym, I was letting the bar on the bench press sink into my chest. So what that was doing was pressing this gasket in the diaphragm muscle, which caused a leaking. Like all gaskets, if you squeeze them hard enough or push on them, they will leak water or other fluids. Well, I leaked my acids up into my esophagus because I was benching, letting the bar dip into my chest instead of just hitting it and bouncing back up. And have I had heartburn since then? If I don't sleep enough, I have a lot of stress and I'm wound tight. And alcohol doesn't seem to bother it. Caffeine sometimes a little bit. Chocolate does because it relaxes the sphincter, and peppermint relaxes the sphincter. So anything that relaxes the gasket is going to potentially allow that to creep up. You need enzymes that we sell at the store. I love the one Absorbaid. And you need a heartburn remedy that you take instead of the pill. Now, to not make this too complex, the thing I'm talking about is proton pump inhibitors. That would be like you going into Volkswagen plant and shutting everything down with a fuse box and say, go home, we're shutting it down. There's another drug called Tagamet that is a histamine blocker. What is that? That means that histamine blockers don't shut the factory. They call the factory and say, we want you to slow down for a bit because we don't need any more Volkswagen cars. Let's just shut down about half the factory. And then with that, you don't have all these osteoporosis that comes with the PPIs, the cognitive disabilities, and all the other side effects. And you need to look at the food you eat, the trigger foods, and take digestive enzymes like Absorbaid with every meal. And generally, you're fine. Well, there was my
tirade. I was going to say, I'm not sure I'm needed on this segment, so I'll just I'm going to sit over here and just keep scrolling my phone. We're good. I take Nexium every day, so there you go.
There you go.
There you go.
That's why I was looking the other direction. I would get scolded.
I know you ran on this one. I was just letting you go like a fish taking the line.
It was meant to be a 60-second comment about PPIs, and it's 5 minutes.
5 minute and 45 seconds. So, way to go, Ed. Well, good job.
I'm wired for it.
You are. Listen, here's why I don't mind it. It's because you don't get that in the ad that is bought to you by the big pharma company that's sending it to you.
Bingo.
You know what I'm saying? You don't. Mm-hmm. I don't mind if I take it, mm-hmm. but at least I know the other side of it now. And I hate to say this, and I know your answer to it, but it is literally the only pill I take that if I don't take it for 48 hours,
you die.
I'm burning.
Almost. Yes.
From my belly button to my throat is on fire.
That's because when you shut the factory down, and then you don't have, then all of a sudden you turn all the electricity back on, everything's going to be hardwired and fired
but
up.
But I can't eat for 2 days. So I almost created my own perfect storm of crap.
What you do is, Clint, listen, you don't eat the trigger foods, you take enzymes, and here's the thing, you still take a drug. I love this drug. It's called Tagamet. You take a Tagamet twice a day, and that reduces the acid while you're managing.
So why is getting old so damn hard?
It's
Ed?
Not if you listen
it
to me.
Is.
It's just, it
is.
It just makes
don't eat that,
trip.
Eat this. Oh, but donuts are great, but kale's the answer. Oh, my gosh. Sleep 3 hours a night. Take a powder. Okay, I'll try to take the powder, but now shut your brain down. Quit looking at blue light. How about 5K? What's 12K? AI's taking over. Oh, my God. Do you walk? No, my ankle hurts. Do you have vascular problems? I don't know. How's the blockage in your heart? I'm fine. fine. Do you eat too many carbs? I don't know. Do you track your macros? I don't know. Have you taken colloidal silver? What the hell does that do?
And what is a macro?
Yes, almighty. For the love of God, just let me eat pizza, work out every now and then, hug my girl, and move on.
Man, you're talking about a rant now.
I got all that in 30 seconds.
You
it
did.
Took you 5 minutes and 45 seconds to get yours. People will reference this segment to you in the store. And if they do, you people will get 10% off nothing and like it.
Well, you spoke for the public.
Yes, I did. Everybody out there goes, why do my joints hurt? Take this pill. I don't want to take a pill every day for my joints to hurt.
They're like hooraying right now. They're putting their fist up
every
in their car.
Every time we come on right this now. Show, it's like, hey, you know what I found out? Yeah. Here, let me just go ahead and preface the rest of the show. You ready?
Okay, yeah.
Hey, everybody, you know the stuff you like to do? Yeah, you should talk, you shouldn't be doing that. You know the stuff you like to eat? Yeah, don't eat that anymore. You know the places you go? Yeah, that's all terrible for you. You know the convenience of the electricity and stuff? Yeah, you shouldn't be doing that. There is your health tips for the day.
Well,
all the stuff that brings us good.
That I think that should be tempered with some common sense. The common sense is we don't run and fix, we manage. We can manage our life in common sense ways that do not make you live in a cage.
I'm so tired of managing.
He's having an epileptic seizure.
I got to manage my checkbook, my calories. I'm managing the economy. The world's on fire. Hey, Clint. Yeah. Have some plantain chips. Shut your pie hole, Mr. Powell.
Ed's, what a show. God.
Ed's over here killing me with this.
You're killing your own self with your own inner demons.
My inner demons eat better than I do.
Listen, I don't
They love the donuts.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
Once you put a plan together, it becomes a ritual. Once a ritual happens, you don't even think about it. I do everything all the time.
I think about when I come in and host the show, I feel like pretty good. I'm like, you know what? I ate pretty good today. I did good. And I'll come in. Hey, you know that sweetener you use? Yep. It's going to kill you. Oh, jeez. Okay. How about coffee? Don't drink it after 2 o'clock. Okay.
Duh. All right. A lot of this is duh.
Yeah.
Common sense.
Is there an artificial sweetener that I can I take stevia, a lot of stevia.
That's fine.
Oh, is it? Okay, calm me down.
Right now.
Until they see that's it. You're gonna keep digging till you come in one day. Hey, you know what? You're gonna have six toes if you keep drinking. If you eat stevia, all your toes are going to turn purple. Okay, great.
Well, I will
have to say, sir.
Here I was believing in kale and spinach, and now I'm all about oxalates, and I'm saying poison, don't run from spinach.
Yeah, see, and I drink a green drink every day that you've got me hooked on, and so now I don't know if I should keep taking it or not.
I don't either.
I broke Ed Jones. Ladies and gentlemen, I won the fight. I broke Ed Jones. All right, back to Ed Jones.
I will know with time, but I'm still in the middle ground right now.
Yeah, you're still guinea pigging yourself, sir.
Hey, but I said on a podcast yesterday with Brian. I said I started getting aches and pains about 45 years old. Thought it was normal working out. I'm almost 50. Stiffness, aches and pains, neck hurt sometimes. Nothing hurt all the time. It rotated. My elbow. My elbow's hurting for a week or two. Oh, my shoulder. Oh, I guess it's from working out. I guess it's from sitting too long at the store. I guess. And it just kept getting a little worse. So then I got my hips were devastating pain. Got those fixed. Now I don't have any pain. Why is that? I finally learned to manage to put a plan together.
You have no pain?
No, I have no pain except my heel. I have stiffness. That's different than pain. I can walk like I'm stiff, but I'm also almost 67 and I'm killing myself in the gym. But I honestly have 95% reduction of pain from where I was 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, and 20 years ago. Why is that? I have to say it's because of oxalates. It's the only one devastatingly big thing that I did.
I told you this. My buddy, JJ Boogie, bass guitarist for the band Arrested Development, the Grammy Award winning band. You know, they're famous. He just tours the world with them all the time. I had him on my podcast recently, and he cut out greens and oxalates. And he echoed you. He goes, man, I've lost all this weight. He goes, but I have no pain.
Ooh.
Because he cut out oxalates.
And the thing is, I still eat broccoli. I eat coleslaw. I have to have my vegetables. I just have to have the ones that are on a more narrow list. And the main ones are, I mean, I hate to say it, is almonds, healthy chocolate, beets, and spinach. Those are the main ones.
I'm gonna ruin this segment one more time.
Oh, boy.
And then I'm going to hand it to you to wrap it up or whatever. I've hijacked it 6 minutes into it. Do you know what doesn't have oxalates in it?
What?
Krispy Kreme donuts. They have no oxalates. There's no oxalates.
They probably don't.
They are oxalates. When it comes to healthy oxalate content, Krispy Kreme donuts is one of the better foods.
they don't have oxalates. You can't say the second.
That's
statement.
What I said. No, that's when it comes to oxalate containing oxalates.
There are probably people who go into Krispy Kreme who don't eat one single vegetable, mm-hmm. who only eat hamburgers. See, French fries, potatoes have oxalate, so they can't have the French fries. But if we, it would be cool to see if a guy that was 60 or 70 who only lived on burgers
and donuts.
And donuts. I mean, he had all kind of problems, but does he have pain?
I'll do it.
He's signing up right now.
Give me that plan.
Burgers.
I am your research guinea pig. Burgers and donuts. If you throw whiskey in there, well, I say we guinea pig Clint on this one.
And whiskey doesn't have oxalates.
I will be a train wreck in about 60 days. All right. Sorry I hijacked. I gave you the first 6 minutes, though.
I had a half-inch thick of notes that I've gotten through.
We got a whole... fourth segment. If we stop now, we've still got another 11 minutes.
I'm doing that because Cassie helps me with the notes, and she is pregnant and about ready to pop one. And so I'm trying to build a backlog of these notes.
Okay, I'll stop talking, and we'll come back from break, and you can go through your notes.
No, I don't want to go through them. I'm saving them like a bank account.
Oh, okay.
So thank you, Cassie.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay, facts. I love this. I said it one other time because I ran across it in research, and I have to say... we are all human. I like to see things that I've done wrong become right. And this is one of them. According to 2019 research from the University of Alabama, receiving a single tattoo may weaken your immune system due to stress and inflammation during the process. However, getting multiple tattoos over time may help strengthen the immune system as your body adapts and becomes more resilient to the ink. It can increase the body's ability to fight off infections such as the common cold. And these findings were published in the American Journal of Human Biology and explain how the university associate professor of anthropology, Dr. Lin, and his colleagues explored this hypothesis that repetitive tattooing translate to a more robust immune system. Now, is that not something to behold?
Repetitive tattooing?
Many tattoos make the immune system stronger.
I cannot wait. I'm getting mine in 3 weeks.
Really? And you have how many now?
I only have one, but this one's going to be a full sleeve. So my shoulder to my wrist.
Is that going to be in one night or one evening?
I hope. I mean, I've told them I'll sit there for 12 hours if they'll let me.
Clint.
Yeah.
Oh, Clint. No. Hey, well, did you know much about male cheetahs?
Yeah, I'm a big expert on male cheetahs.
Well, I thought you may have done a podcast on cheetahs or something, as many podcasts as you've done. Well, since I brought that up, what is your freaking podcast?
I've got a bunch of them.
Okay.
I got a bunch of them. Listen, hold on a second. Keep them. There we go. I have During the Break Podcast at DuringTheBreakPodcast.com. I have Of By and For the People. Find those at HeadlinesAndOpinions.com. I have The Crime Cast with former Chattanooga Police Chief David Roddy.
So awesome.
It's a good one. TheCrimeCast.com. And then I have 5 to 9 Business Coaching. Those are short 3 to 8 minute audios around business and sales. And then I'm trying to think of one more. I have Dayfire. We've put a little bit on hiatus, but it's got almost 300 episodes of adventure around the country at dayfirepodcast.com.
Super, man.
Yeah.
You are the podcast man, that's for sure. Well, I want to tell you, since you don't have one on cheetahs, I found this information that male cheetahs have a special bark that causes female cheetahs to ovulate on demand. So I want to let you know that. So there is, we can, as humans, try to imitate a male cheetahs so that the women around us will ovulate on demand. Would that not be cool? Because it triggers the female's reproductive system to release their eggs. Oh, I'm going to have to work on that one.
Whatever you did does the opposite. If it's possible for a woman's eggs to go back wherever they came from, that's what you just did. Everybody in this shopping area, in this little complex, for some reason, they're sitting at their table and they went,
Oh my God.
All my eggs are gone. What happened? Oh, Ed's next door doing the anti-ovulation bark.
All right. God. Well, it is time to take a break.
It's been time.
Long time.
Yeah.
We go back.
People lost their eggs listening to this segment. That's exactly what happened.
We come back, we'll have more words of wisdom, maybe, or stupidity.
Less babies will be born.
As we continue, for Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming June 1st. It's bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Tune into the Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You podcast, for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter each Saturday at 9 a.m.
for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a great radio show about all things Chattanooga.
Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, back with my crazy partner, Clint Powell. We're talking about tattoos here because I have 18 tattoos, and I get basically mercury-free tattoos from a guy named Jeremy Stoker. He's on Facebook. Unbelievable. But guess what? Not all of us care about the ink that they're being put in their body. Talk about what you got coming up, Clint.
I'm getting a full sleeve on my right arm, hopefully in the next 4 to 6 weeks. And just so we can finish up this whole show of me just giving Ed grief, I said that I've got one tattoo on my leg, and I'm looking forward to this one. Mm-hmm. And that's when you snottily threw out, "Oh, that's great." He goes, "I do mercury free ink."
I didn't say it like
you
with
did,
that
and
accent.
It doesn't cause any oxalates, and I actually lose weight. I get prettier when I get. I'm like, all mine are healthy. I'm like, well, I don't give a crap if they're injecting me with any. I just want the tattoo. I don't have to go down the road of what are they putting in your body? Ink,
really?
Ed. They're putting ink directly in my body. I'm 56 years old. I'm at the point where I'm going to die with stuff and not from stuff. So,
So stupidity's okay.
Yes.
At 56?
Yes.
Oh.
I call myself the doctor, the PhD of Waffle House. Are you expecting me to make great life decisions over here? Absolutely not.
So, are you in love with your tattoo artist, or are you just
no?
Like,
no. Okay. I like her. She did the one for my girlfriend just got. She's okay. Done several. My girlfriend's got like 13 or 14, and so she's done several of hers, and she's really good with animals.
Yeah.
And I'm getting the good wolf, bad wolf. full sleeve, it's going to be really nice. And so I'm hoping I can get in with her. She opens her books up one day every 3 months, and within 30 minutes, she's booked out for 12 weeks. Within 30 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, she's in high demand. Well, so
Jeremy does great work, too. Jeremy Stoker, if you want somebody who's reasonable in price and does great work, and he made sure his inks that were more organic for people like me.
Yeah, mine probably have more mercury in them. Yeah.
You asked for mercury.
I do. I asked for botulism. If you could just give me E. coli directly into the ink, that'd be
so
great.
Proud of, I'm so proud I can call you my co-host on Vital Health Radio. Always trying to empower people with better knowledge for their health, and Clint has done that. Ask for more mercury and lead. You really lead.
I'd love the ink to be made of donut icing. That's what I'd like to have.
That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Vital Health Radio Download. Also find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. And we thank you for listening to this crazy, stupid show. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and fun day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.